قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيد لك كيدا.
In that verse, he tells his son, don't tell your brothers about your dream. We want to be careful not to tell everyone everything. We can harm ourselves by giving our secrets out to everyone. There's a time and a place for everything. And we have hadith about this. Imam Ali says, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya bunay, la taqul kulla ma ta'lam. Oh my young son, don't say everything that you know. وَلَيْسَ رَجُلٌ فَعْلَمْ أَحْرَسْ عَلَىٰ جَمَاعَةِ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَعَلَىٰ وَسَلَّمْ وَأُلْفَتِهَا مِنِّي وَأَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ حُسْنَ الثَّوَابِ وَكَرَمَ الْمَآبِ. There is not a man, heed this, more anxious to preserve the integrity and the unity of the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم than I. And I seek for this nothing but a goodly reward and a noble end with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islamic unity is a principle emphasized by the Ahlul Bayt, necessary for us. And the enemies of Islam don't like that. You probably heard people who are stoking up the fears in these media outlets of the dangers of Shia and Sunni alliance. So from the Ahlul Bayt side, from our side, important. From the side of the enemies, very dangerous. But we need unity. First of all, we have to remember a lot of the people in the world are uninformed about Islam. And this is the truth, the reality. Sometimes they've also seen our actions, which have not been spectacular. I mean, if you look up Shia right now, what do you find on the internet? If you look in some of the lectures that are there online, some of the stuff that's said, you, if you were not Shia, you would be like, so let's not blame everybody else first. And the vast majority of mankind are people who are just uninformed about the path of Allah, Muslim or non-Muslim. So some people are mistaken. They think that when we say taqiyya in this way, not harming other believers, not saying something which upsets the balance and the peace, they think that that's cowardly. Be brave, just go and tell them how it is. That's oversimplifying things. That Islam is just one point, one hadith, and I have to tell that whoever it is, however it is, the hadith, the verse of the Holy Quran, the story of Yusuf, La taqsus ru'yak. Don't go over and tell your dream to your brothers. It's true, but is that the most important thing? What if telling the truth harms the cause?